I'm K-Native Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. On this weekly broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers Thanksgiving week of 1968, 50 years ago. There was no Black Friday in those days, and the likes of Cyber Monday could not even have been imagined. But Thanksgiving week meant the beginning of the holiday season. Kids started making their Christmas wish lists, and the Sears catalog was already showing signs of wear. It was time to deck the halls and shop, shop, shop. President Johnson addressed the nation and made the case that Americans, looking back on the tumultuous events of 1968, which included the shocking assassinations of Martin Luther King and Robert F. Kennedy, may be more inclined to ask God's mercy and guidance than to offer him thanks for his blessings. There are many events in this year that deserve our remembrance and give us cause for thanksgiving, President Johnson said. The endurance and stability of our democracy as we prepare once more for an orderly transition of authority. The renewed determination on the part of millions of Americans to bridge our divisions. The beginning of talks with our adversaries that will, we pray, lead to peace in Vietnam. The increasing prosperity of our people, including those who were denied any share in America's blessings in the past, and the achievement of new breakthroughs in medical science and new victories over disease. On the hilltop, the town braced for a banner shopping season, with borough crews turning on Kane's festive holiday lighting at dusk on Thanksgiving night to remain lighted evenings until midnight on December 31st. Stores on Fraley Street remained open on Fridays and Saturdays until 9 p.m. to encourage residents to have more time to spend their Christmas club checks. Kane Federal Savings and Loan Association offered the exorbitant interest rate of 4.5% on paid-up member accounts, and Warren National Bank paid 4%. A special holiday edition of the Kane Republican was published on the day before Thanksgiving and was always one of the largest newspapers of the year, stuffed with money-saving ads featuring local merchants. Newspaper circulation and advertising revenue reached a peak during Thanksgiving week. Bush Pharmacy promoted its Kodak gift center with Instamatics from $19.95. Zippo lighters and Timex watches starting at $6.95, along with men's fragrances like English Leather and Jade East. Stoles featured Rambler purses and Sissy blouses by Rhoda Leigh. Paul Watts' Home of Fine Pianos at 48 Birch Street offered expertly tuned Kohler and Campbell models, the company that was making pianos when George Washington was inaugurated. Prince's on Fraley Street advertised the fact that all menfolk on your shopping list needed three things: good service, fashion impact, and a label respected by all, and they featured first-quality tweed sport coats and Pendleton shirts. CW Hardware had gifts for the skier, Griswold skillets, and hand tools by Stanley on sale. The Temple Pharmacy was home to Russell Stover candies from $1.85 per box, Lord Buxton wallets for $5, and Parker's pen and pencil sets for $1.98. Truden Television at 21 Fraley Street had a set that you could watch in the daylight. The RCA Sportabout TV for $124.95 came complete with a detachable sun filter that snapped on and off in only seconds. Widmans offered layaway plans and sold teddy bears for $2.98 and transistor radios for $4.98, a great gift idea. Broadbent Steitler, Kane's fine department store, had a full line of Christmas tablecloths and tree trimmers. Romantic look sleepwear for women started at just $3, and Northern automatic electric blankets were only $21.95. The Suzanne shop was the place for high-end lingerie up to $25. The Dandy shop offered free gift wrap and elegant touches of fur in its ladies' outerwear, along with lingerie, robes, and jewelry. The Fabric and Yarn Center offered the fine line of Viking sewing machines for particular people on a practical budget. In its holiday shopping ad, Archer's showed photos of many of its featured products, adding that a picture is worth 10,000 words. Mentioned by name were pipes, tobacco, cigars, model kits, Mattel toys, knives, and air guns, among others. Sirianni Brothers had gifts for all occasions, including fine watches, the best keepsake diamond jewelry, and birthstones. Cardamone Electric had Zenith handcrafted TVs, and the venerable Fraley Street scion, Roy B. Constable, touted Christmas treasures for everyone. Edgar James at Modern Way Supply had the latest Panther 69 Arctic Cat snowmobiles, along with portable heaters, chainsaws, and snowblowers, just in time for the holiday season. Hub Shoe Company promoted gift certificates for its Gala shoes for women and Dunham's Duraflex boots for men, while Brown's Boot Shops had warm winter slippers priced $1.29 to $5.95. Other featured retailers included Shoebon's Hardware and Sporting Goods, De Vere's Men's Shop, Deitch's Clothing, Bent's Furniture, Buyer's Fair, Family Discount Center, and Mountain City Bootery. The best part of it all was that you didn't have to get up at midnight or stand in line and fight for space to do your shopping. You didn't have to wait on hold for hours on the telephone if you had a question or problem with your purchase. Oh, for the good old days. Well, that's it for this week, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.